Okay, this is Greg Berge here, and I'm not along with Rick Moore this week. Rick is out on assignment, but today on Unfinished Music on MSONewsports.com, we're joined by Fozzie Jaw, and I keep wanting to say Fozzie Bear, but it's not the same thing.
No.
So why don't we just go around the room, you guys tell us who you are and what you play. So we'll start here with Chris. We'll start with Chris.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Chris, and I play the guitar.
I'm Abby. I play keyboards and the vocals.
I'm Mason. I play drums.
All right, Mason. I think during the chat you're going to take that out of the stand because it's going to be kind of tricky. But, or you could just yell.
I'm Mason. And I play drums.
All right. And finally,
I'm Caleb, and I'm Bassmaster General.
Bassmaster General, the most important part of any band. So why don't we go right into a song you guys are going to play live for us, and then we'll come back and chat about it. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right.
You want to count me off, Mason?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So why don't you tell us a bit about that? Those songs, sounds like there were a couple songs in there,
well,
a little medley.
Yeah, honestly, Mason, you tricked me because I thought we were playing one song.
But it was like, oh, we're going.
You got two for the price of one.
Yeah, I did. I did get two for the price of one.
Is there a switch on that mic? No?
No?
There's one that unplugs it.
There you go. That works. Now we can hear you.
Oh, there's that
finally.
One too.
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. So, sorry, there was two songs, so they're called...
So the first one was called Don't Mind, and that was one of the first songs that we wrote or, like, collaborated on together. I wrote the song, and then we kind of changed it to make it a Flossy Jaw song. And then the second song was actually wrote most... that was on the album that was the last song that we wrote
before actually,
the album.
That was the only song that we wrote on the last album that came from a jam together. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like pre-written at all.
Okay, so what's the usual songwriting process?
Oh.
That's with the drums. And the...
Here's a good thing about our songwriting process. So we all sit down, and we start playing for a while, and then invariably before we do anything... Caleb has to pee. Chris gets thirsty, and we get upset, so we leave and we go and we hang out in the parking lot for a little bit, and we get excited about nothing, go back up there, and then we just play all together again.
Wow, that works out great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is funny because that Big Open is a song we wrote from a jam, and that's kind of how we've started to write more and more. Just kind of get together and start playing whatever.
So the album, first of all, why don't you give yourself a plug for where people can find it?
Skip Jump Records. They're just like a DIY label based out of like Newburyport and Boston, and they just put out tapes of people that they like. And they wanted to put out some of music that I was involved with, so I gave them this, and they said they liked it. So you can go find it on Bandcamp. You can find it if you know us. Come to us. We have it. We'll give it to you.
Yeah,
we have
a nice little tape.
Yeah, on cassettes, little retro.
Yeah.
All right.
Very fun.
I'll have to. Oh, there we go. I'll add it to my collection of music from my guests. So, since I don't have a camera on right now, I'll hold it up to the mic. See it? There you go. thank you so much. I'll have to go through the archives and find my cassette deck. But anyway, how you guys first came across my radar is. My band, what is the name of my band? Black Sheep Stampede. We were trying to have a gig with a bunch of original bands, and I was talking to Keen and Ankarams, and he says he had a third band. He was us, Ankarams, and he had a third band in mind. They couldn't do it. He says, well, you should check out Flossy Jaw. And you guys weren't able to do the gig, but that's how I found out who you guys were. I listened to the album on Bandcamp. I really liked it, and I tried to get you guys in here, and after, you know, you had the strep throat. Glad that you're back.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
I got it twice.
Oh, God. But
I'm good now. I'm fine.
So we had to reschedule, but here you guys are. So thank you so much. And we are recording this on Wednesday, August 16th. This should be, if you're sitting home listening to this, it is now August 17th. So, but for us here, it is still August 16th. It's like a little time travel. But... we're going to play a song off of your, we're actually not going to play it, we're pretend I'm going to mix it in later, but we're going to play a song off your album. What song would you like to play, and why don't you tell us a bit about it?
Foresight?
I would say Choose.
Choose? You want to do Choose?
Yeah. I think that's a good recorded song. We played that at our very first show.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Whenever we play it live, everyone who knows the song, they always sing along with the kind of bridge build-up.
Oh, excellent.
I really like it when people do that.
And what was it again? That's the name of the song?
Choose.
Choose.
Yep.
Choose. All right, that's the one they chose. And this is Choose by Flossy Jaw. We'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with a lower type. So sad. There wasn't much to a window pane. And I was stuck in a horse race. I couldn't get out of what I hate. I gave up for that buzz. I let myself be stuck. I'll get off of that bus. I don't know you that much. I don't care if you suck. I'll let myself be stuck. I'll get off of that bus.
That was Choose by Fosse Jah. Excellent song.
What a rip, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah. It will be there.
No, it's tomorrow now. I'm in a time rush.
It's the future today.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just a tomorrow and a song later. That's all it is.
Do you guys want to jump into another song?
Yeah.
But I got to turn down Mason's mic before we have a little blowout here. Yeah. Yeah, you want to just flick the switch on it?
Just remember last time.
All right. So, what are you going to play for us now?
This one is called "Killed Rosa." It is off of our tape.
But guess what? Remix.
But it's a remix.
Remix.
So, if you're familiar with the tape song, this is a little bit of a curveball.
Oh, great.
DJ.
DJ.
Yeah, there we go.
I've got to give you guys your, some reverb. Want to give it a quick check?
Check?
Dip, dip, ping, ping.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
I love what we've done.
It's really given the song new life.
Yeah, that was so hot. My phone gave me a message while I was doing Facebook Live that my phone was overheating. So
we're setting phones on fire.
Setting phones on. Well, it is a Samsung. No, it's.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Topical.
So. Why don't you talk about the formation of the band, what you guys have been doing, what you'd like to be doing in the short term and long term. So who wants to tackle that?
Oh, Mason, you got to flick your switch back on. Oh.
Flick it, dude.
Already done it.
Great.
I flicked it. Now, do you want this poetical?
No.
We don't.
Chris, why don't you do it?
He's doing it. That's critical.
All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll start. Actually, I shouldn't start. You guys should talk about your old band.
All right. Mason, go for it.
You folks, you folks in Gloucester know the glorious reign of Hot Lemon.
Oh, shit.
99-2000. What up? It was the band that Joey Unis undresses and dresses to every day.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah, he told
me. I hope so.
That's a great thought.
He's married now. Do you think he still
dresses and undresses?
Yeah.
Now he just wears the same clothes every day.
I don't know. He might have a partner now.
Partner in crime for listening
to that. But anyways, so we were playing music with the three of us and our good old friend Houston
Szymanski.
And we played out of Gloucester. We played some shows around Boston. Abruptly, the band died. Fell flat.
Houston took off, left for Colorado, go out west and grow up with a country young man. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And, yeah, got married, raised a mustache.
And then we were without a leader for a year?
I think it was over a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played in our little space by ourselves. You guys turned down, and I wept on my drum set instead of using sticks.
Yeah. We weren't very good.
Yeah. And then Abby Flynn, released a thing on over the internet. We found her wandering in the internet. They said, come here. We know of a place in Gloucester. A place free and, like, probably 10 feet by 10 feet.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Expansive, therefore, and we stole one of her songs, had her come help us write new songs, and so I think that was in like February of last year, perhaps.
January.
Yeah.
And January.
You actually started playing guitar with us.
Yeah.
I have demos from that time.
I remember that.
That was pre-keyboard.
Yeah. Very
pre-key.
Interesting.
Pretty
stuff.
Pre-key.
Pre-keys. Yeah. I joined. Our first show was at Gordon College.
Yeah, Gordon
that
College.
Was fun.
Yeah.
Played a couple shows, just like worked on kind of revamping songs that you guys had written. And then I just did like vocals for them, and then we finally like wrote some more songs just jamming together, and then we recorded all our stuff in our little space. David he's here. Sitting in the corner, he recorded all our music.
Dave.
Hi, David.
And then, we released our tape, and we've been playing shows pretty consistently. Like,
yeah, but what are our plans,
Abby? But our plans, sorry. Trying to catch everybody up,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right. We asked you where you've come from
saga.
And where you're going, so.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I'm not even sure what the plans are. That's why I want to hear.
I could make stuff up.
Yeah, I'm...
I mean,
I'm invested.
Find a major
David will tell
major band. Find one. Invest in their career. Come for them. Get them.
Then
kill them. And then
kill them. Take their place.
Take their place. That's right.
This is,
that's not the plan.
I hadn't even thought of that.
No.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
There's not very many four pieces around anymore. So
it's true.
What do you mean there's not many four pieces?
Yeah, that's not true.
They're all
you
were
gonna take them out.
Like
they're
like
all three and five pieces.
So going forward, after instead of killing the other bands, you want to before the show you're saying you want to focus less on touring and more on writing and recording.
Yeah, for sure. I think getting some focus and finishing up. We have about six songs right now, and we're just kind of finishing up an album. Get it nice and
finishing
shiny.
Up. We're not even halfway done.
No, we're not.
We got like a third of it done.
Mm-hmm. But that's the goal, to finish an album.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You have to start before you finish. Yeah. So.
True.
So write that and record that.
Yeah.
Put that out.
Put that out. The Fleet Foxes are hot. We can come for them.
Go for it. Once we put that, no, they have too many band members.
Yeah, we're gonna need to get some more band members.
Get more.
1, 2, 5. We got 5 people. How many? Do they have more than 5?
They got like at least 8.
Jeez.
They're big.
Oh wow.
I don't know if that's true.
So we don't sound anything like the Fleet. Okay.
Never mind.
No, but once we put that record out, we're gonna hit it. We're gonna hit it hard with shows.
Every single day.
We're going to tour. We're gonna tour,
actually,
right, guys?
Oh, actually, with our friends,
right,
perhaps.
Guys?
Yeah, we really want to go on a tour.
A plug for a band from Colorado.
Fake Awake.
Fake Awake.
Fake Awake.
Fake Awake.
So you guys are, because you're all originals. Yes. The music you play. So you're in the same boat that my band is, which is. You know, we've got a dozen songs, too. It sounds like that's about where you guys are. And we got a whole list we got to get to. We haven't got to it yet. But we are not ready to do a three-hour night somewhere. So you've been piggybacking with other bands. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think, being like a small band that plays original music, I don't think you're going to wind up on a bill that's not more than, like, or not, it's always, like, 4 or 5 bands.
Right.
It's, like,
right.
Never,
right.
Like, a small... thing,
yeah.
Ever. Which is like not bad. I like that. I like hearing other music
people.
And
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. We play at Manchester by the Book sometimes.
And that's
shows.
When we get like an hour.
Yeah.
To,
yeah. Well, we really couldn't even, I don't
which,
know, maybe we
yeah,
could film more.
Which
but.
We have to kind of pad. Like, didn't we end up jamming?
We
one
did.
Time we did, yeah. But it's time. Nice. It's nice to be alone, but we don't have nearly enough material to go for 3 hours.
Right, right.
Not enough personality.
No, definitely not. We
get
have more material
we
than
got,
personality.
Yeah. We got, like, personality for, like, 18 minutes past 45 minutes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We got enough material for 45 minutes.
So you don't have...
That's 3 hours.
You don't have that that banter down yet. You can work on that.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying.
Usually we just kind of stare at the crowd accusingly.
All right.
Sometimes I really feel my oats, and then other nights I don't want to talk.
Yeah, I always have to talk. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a chance for you guys to not talk. We're gonna pretend to play.
Wow.
We're gonna play another song off the album. So, what would you guys like to hear?
Another time rip.
Yes, we're going through a time warp right now, folks.
I think Hard One. Yeah.
Hard One.
Yeah.
All right. So here's Hard One.
That's a long one. Do you think is it good?
Oh, but we have no time limit.
No
this
time
is being. Posted.
Do
so,
it.
Yeah.
This time rip is going to be long.
Yeah.
The internet is a timeless place.
Yes, that's right. So, time rip. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Time.
Big open.
Big open. You know, there's a title for your next song, Time Rip. Big open. Yeah, that's the 8-minute
no,
song.
No, hard one.
Hard
one.
One.
Sorry, my
sincere
apologies.
Jeez, we're all a little confused here. We have to shut the AC off here in the studio when we're on the air because of the hissing noise, so... We're all dying. It's about 150 degrees in here. Actually, I'm looking up at there. It's 81. Is that right?
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, that's bad.
So, Hard One. This is the Hard One. It's not Time Rip. It's not Big
not
Time.
Really
or
no.
It's all right. So, Hard One. Here it comes by Fosse Jaw.
Thank you.
It's a shame that you've come back. I won't have to run the course. Slow it down or you'll be cursed. Throw my hands up like it's done. Like I said, I don't have fun.
Hey, we're back, and that was Fosse Jaw with Hard One. And just a quick station identification, this is Greg Berga. Rick Moore, who's usually here with me as co-host, is out on assignment, so we're here on Unfinished Music at Beachbrook Studio on MSONewsSports.com, and again joined by Fosse Jaw. Hey guys, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming down here to the sauna. It's anyway, it's not so bad. It's better than snow, I can say that much. So going forward, you're going to be recording an album. You've got some material. You're working on it. So how quickly does it come along? I mean, you know, I don't want to give away all the secrets of what we chatted with about before the show, but pretty much every time you practice, you're able to spit out a new tune?
Well, a lot like waves, it comes in waves.
Comes in waves. How appropriate for Gloucester.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, we'll go probably like 2 weeks in a bit of turmoil, talking about how our, we've got vices and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll come back and then we'll power through like two songs in 2 days.
All right, well, that's what it takes, you know, nose to the grindstone. So it looks like we have time to do like another live song, a little bit of chat, and then we'll go out with a recorded song. So what would you guys like to play for us?
This is wild. I want to do I Want This Fight.
Yeah, I want to do that one too.
Oh yeah.
This is the new one not on the record.
Yeah, this, so.
This is a new song.
This is exclusive.
Exclusive. Yeah, that's right. This is exclusive.
Oh, so
very
this,
exclusive. So this being this is like one of the rare occasions people are going to hear this.
Yeah, we've been playing it at shows.
Well, we pretty much play it at every show now.
Okay,
but
if you don't come to our show,
yeah, we don't play shows.
Which I know often. You don't, because I've seen the crowds.
It's hard to find gigs for original bands locally. I'm finding out. You know, it's nobody wants to pay to hear, 3 hours or even an hour and a half of originals. They want to hear American Girl played for the 100th time, and you know, with a slightly different twist to it.
You're
so,
gross.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I was in a band, Moonraker, and we played it.
But
I like playing it, and I love the song.
But the fact is,
it's not original music. Well, it is for Tom Petty. Anyway, so we're going to play another live song here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And I apologize to the people who are today watching this yesterday. Hard to explain on Facebook.
Can't deal with that.
Blown mind right here. So here's Fosse Jar again.
All right, this one's called I Want That Bike. Thank you.
over. I want that bike. All right. So, Abby, you the primary lyricist for the band?
Yeah, for sure.
Is there a story, or did you just see someone's bike and you really coveted it?
Honestly, I mean, I don't know. I feel like we talk about motorcycles a lot. But I think my writing style is very much like it's melody first, and then yep. lyrics come. So
right.
I don't remember why I said I want that bike in that point. But
it just fit.
It just fit, and I think I like to shape stories around what comes out when I'm writing. So. So yeah, I'm still working on the lyrics for that. So I don't know. I don't really know where it's gonna go.
So what ends up on the second album might not be what we just heard.
It might be a little different.
Yeah.
But yeah, it might be. I think I want that bike. We'll stay. Other than that, yeah, changes. But I like the evolution.
All right, Mason, you look like you have something insightful to say.
Oh no, I just saw that two of us are wearing hats and two of us aren't. Oh.
Wow. I had a hat on earlier, but like I said, it's 80 degrees in here, so I took it off. All right. Well, first of all, I just want to say thanks a lot for coming in. We're going to go out on a song in a couple minutes from your first album, What Would You Like to Go Out On? And we'll cue that up. Finger quotes.
Foresight.
Foresight.
Foresight, which makes sense since we're talking about yesterday, tomorrow.
Oh, no. Full circle.
We're going to be stuck
all the way around.
One day and three songs in the future.
Yeah.
We can't deal with that.
It's the circle of life. So, anyway, this is Greg Verga, and on behalf of Rick Moore, who can be with us tonight, this is Unfinished Music here at Beachbrook Studios on msonewsports.com. And today we were joined by Fossey Jaw, which is Abby Flynn. Hello, Abby. Goodbye, Abby.
Bye.
Caleb Awarda.
Awarda. Good try. Everyone wants to say Awarda, but
Awarda. Awarda Awarda.
Awarda. Yeah.
Mason
okay.
Ostrowski.
Got it.
And Chris Miles.
yes.
Close
yes.
enough. Yeah, about Miles. Just kidding there. So a little housekeeping real quickly coming up on Unfinished Music. Don't forget, on August 27th, we have our first anniversary concert to benefit the Open Door, which will be at the Mile Marker. And it features many of Season 1's guests, including the Satch Kearns Band, Pier Ave, John Jerome Band, Stolen Lions, Dan King, Brian King, Sasquatch, Paul Sasquatch Cohan, Pratik Poder, Ingeborg, Alto and Small, and Black Sheep Stampede. So you can get your tickets now on at unfinishedmusic.bpt.me. That's for brown paper tickets, .me. Unfinishedmusic.bpt.me. $10, that's all it costs, and that's over 5 hours of entertainment, and it goes to help the Open Door. So get those tickets now and join us then. September 6th, we have Delvis, also known as Dennis DuLong, here on the show. And on September 27th, we have the Jackals. Actually, we'll have Jack and Katie of the Jackals in, and we'll be playing stuff off of their album. And a little shameless promotion for my band, Black Sheep Stampede. We'll be playing at Katrina's this Saturday, August 19th, from 9 to midnight. It's actually us first, and then Gunpowder Gelatine, which is an all-female Queen tribute band. I'm looking forward to playing with them, or playing and then watching them. So please join us at Katrina's. So again, thanks to Fossey Jaw for coming in today, and we're going to hope to hear a lot more from you when your album is out. Hopefully you guys can come in and give that a plug here, and we'll play some tracks off of it. All right.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much.
Great time.
All right, so we're going to go out again, and somebody want to introduce this song that we're winding up right now?
Yep, we got Foresight coming straight at you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Something for sight when it's about to Side.